Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Rusty Kuntz. Batting second. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravec. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. And now, play ball. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kuntz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Nordhagen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burleson hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morrison hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Lemon moves to third. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kim hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Morrison scores. Kim moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kim moves to third. Steve Renko now pitching. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell strikes out. One out. Harold Baines pinch hits for Rusty Kuntz. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kim scores. Pryor moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Renko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bannister for the out. Pryor moves to third. Baines moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines now playing right field. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 White Sox. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 8-6, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Morrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allinson moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allinson moves to third. Evans moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Scarberry now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon throws the ball into Morrison, who tags Perez trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-2 in the game. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-3 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Bannister steals second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bannister moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allinson hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Broemer now playing third base. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Kim hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nordhagen hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perez moves to second. Jim Dwyer pinch runs for Carlton Fisk. Jerry Remy pinch hits for Ted Sizemore. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy bunts towards the mound. Scarberry fields it and throws to first for the out. Perez moves to third. Dwyer moves to second. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-1 in the game. Broemer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perez scores. Dwyer scores. It's White Sox, 8, Red Sox, 8. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allinson bunts between the mound and first base. Scarberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allenson for the out. Brohmer moves to second. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Evans reaches second base with a double. Brohmer scores. It's 9-8, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy now playing second base. Dick Drago now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington pinch runs for Lamar Johnson. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.